Bill Correll Body and Paint.
Is this Bill?
Yes.
Hey, Bill, Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a couple minutes to talk? Tell me to give you a call around the day's end.
Yeah, I can. Let's shoot for a little bit. I'll see what I can do. I might have to get off here, but I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, we can make this quick. So I'm just following up from our initial conversation that we had back in last month, actually, and you said you were looking possibly to consolidate all your loans into one, and uh-huh. for me to follow back up with you. So uh-huh. I just wanted to see if that's still the case. If you're either looking one for money for the business or possibly equipment for the business to go for the equipment financing route, or if you're still just possibly looking to do the consolidation and how we can help out with that.
Oh, I was, you know, maybe just some consolidation and a little bit of extra, you know, working.
Right. Are you familiar with working capital? Are these loans that you have out right now working capital loans, or are they more along the lines of, like, personal credit cards or business loans?
No, just business.
So business loans, like a working
yeah.
capital loan or a like yeah. SBA loan? So they are working capital loans.
Yeah, like, yeah, right.
Okay. Who do you currently have these loans out with?
RCB Bank here in town. I don't know what the interest rate is on your guys'. I didn't know if maybe, you know, I could get a lower interest and maybe less time. I don't really want to lower my payment. I'd just soon leave the payment like it is, but maybe get a little less interest and,
mm-hmm.
you know, pay off.
What type of, yeah, exactly. What type of terms do they have you on right now?
Let me see here. You mean as far as interest rate or?
Interest rate, length of the loan, types of payments.
I pay every month, and I refine. I built onto my shop back in 07, built a new paint shop, and of course I added two paint booths and, you know, a heat, bake and heat, or bake system, and I think I borrowed $150 on everything, but I paid it down where it's only like 80-some thousand.
Okay, so it was a SBA 150 pretty much. You're around 80,000 right now. You pay every month, and you said this
yeah.
was back in 2007?
Yeah, hang on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, I don't have, I should have had a new payment voucher on what the interest and everything was. I don't have one in front of me right now. I had to dig it up, but I'm just kind of checking to see if there's any chance that, you know, I can better myself.
Right. And that's kind of what I'm, you know, this conversation's about. It's figuring out if, you know, there's a way for us to help you out here. Let me ask you a few questions and see if we can, you know, at least see if there's a program that can benefit you here. Okay. So I'm working.
Hold on just a second, okay?
Yeah, okay. Not a problem.
Okay, go ahead.
So like I said, just have a few questions to see if, you know, what program would probably work best for you here on our end.
Okay.
It's just very basic questions, kind of give me a better idea of how much we can get you and if it would be enough to cover that current $80,000 remaining balance and see if you can lower the payments. What were your guys' gross annual sales looking like back in 2015? So, like, your top-line revenue, what did you guys do?
Yeah, it was about a million. I'd have to look, but I'm thinking it's somewhere around $1.2 million, $1.3 million.
1.2. Okay. What are you guys on track for this year?
It's going to be probably just about the same. I run pretty steady about the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear. Now, with your bank account and your bank statements, do you normally see positive ending balances for cash flow?
No, I don't. It just kind of depends, too. I mean, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Okay, well, what about over the last 6 months? Have you seen mainly positive ending balances?
I think there's probably been a couple months that was positive, and there's been a couple that were, you know, negative.
Yeah, it happens. You know, it's just the cycle of business. I completely understand that. Trust me, I've seen it before. And what about your personal credit? How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's decent. It's not perfect, but, you know, it's not. I'm thinking I got like a 700.
Okay. Yeah, that's right around. That's right around the national average. how long have you been doing this, Bill? How long have you been in business over there?
Well, I've been in business since 1974. But I mean, I've been doing this since 1974. I've had my own shop 20 years ago last Friday.
Wow! Oh, congratulations! Happy 20-year anniversary.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah, you don't hear a lot of that anymore. Where people have been able to hold on to their business that long, especially after the crash. A lot of my clients struggled with keeping their business, and, you know, it was a difficult time, but I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're celebrating 20 years, celebrating it strong.
It's been tough, but I've managed to keep it afloat.
Exactly. So just a couple quick questions about, you know, your local bank. So do you normally bank with RCB?
Yeah, I bank with RCB and First National. I've got two different accounts.
Okay.
RCB is really, I don't really have a very, you know, a very big account there, but I mean, I do. That's where I got the loan to, you know, to do my business or to add on to my shop. My shop was within $10,000 of being totally free and clear in 2007 until I refinanced. and got money to, you know, to build on and get, you know, just grow a little bit.
Right. So have you gone back to RCB to see if you can get another refi?
No, I haven't. I just, you know, I'm always hearing about how these other places seem like they're a little bit more business friendly. But
oh, you weren't getting the best experience over there?
Well, no, I haven't had any issues, but I'm just, you know, I know interest is down, and I'm just, and I haven't talked to them about refinancing to lower my payment or lower my term. I haven't talked to them. I just, you guys call, and I just kind of see what you can do.
Of course, of course. So this term that you have out with them, was it, what, like a 15-year term?
I believe it was, yeah.
And okay. Okay.
I'm trying to get a 10-year term, but that's kind of what I wanted, but I think it'd end up being a 15.
Okay. What type of term are you looking for now?
Oh, I don't really know. I mean, if I could, you know, if I could knock maybe 5 years off of it and lower my interest and not lower my payment any.
But you don't, you wouldn't want to lower the payment? Isn't the entire goal of consolidation?
Well, it kind of depends on what, you know, what I would end up doing as far as.
Right, right, okay.
I don't know. That's why I'm, you know, that's why we're talking. I don't know.
Yeah, oh no, of course. And that's kind of why I'm giving.
I'm not a banker, you know. I don't know what options are out there.
And that's why I want to give you some product knowledge and just have a better picture of what you're looking for to kind of point you in the right direction and see how we can help. It's you know, it's a two-way street. I just want to be able to have all the correct information.
Sure.
So that, you know, if the time comes, if need be, if you would like to see what we can get you approved for on our side, that it would fit for the business. So so for our program here, Bill, it's a little different than your typical SBA loan, because, you know, usually your SBA loan, it's tied to something, like it's tied to your business. They have the bank would have like a hold on the business or a hold on your mortgage or something like that, right? Is that something that happened with you guys? They didn't have any type of collateral involved or no?
The only collateral there is on this is the building or is the business.
Is the business itself?
Yes.
Okay, just taking notes here. Okay, so I'll explain like our product and see if this can be something to help you out right now. So essentially a working capital loan, it's a fairly newer program. It was designed back in 2008. It came after the crash. It's essentially customized to a business to help you guys get through hard times, to cover inventory costs, to cover payroll, things of that nature. It's an unsecured cash loan, which we deposit into the business. And typically these loans are very short term. They're around, on average, I've seen between 6 to 36 months. That's typically the time frame that we look at with the better qualified customers reaching out to the 3-year mark. But they're designed to be very short term so that you don't have to, I guess, extend the payments out for a very long time so you can pay off the loan extremely quickly. And originally with our type of program, since we base it off of your net sales, hence why I asked about your guys' sales last year, we're generally able to free up around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash for the business. So with you guys right off the bat, as a preliminary number that we could work with, you know, $1.2 million in sales translates into around anywhere from $120,000 to $180,000 just off the preliminary numbers. Essentially, the easiest way to look at this program, Bill, is to compare it to a line of credit. It's similar to a line of credit in many ways, but it's also different. It's similar in a sense that we get you approved for the largest amount possible, and you get to choose how much you can take out. But it's different in a sense because we don't base the amount off of your credit. It's based off sales. So hence why we can get you more, free up more cash for the business, free up more money to be able to be put into your pocket. And that's how it usually works. And since they're unsecured cash loans, usually you can use the money for whatever reason that you would like. And they don't go on your personal credit. It goes on your business credit. I think for you, it could possibly be a good fit for you, because what we could do essentially, if you just want to have the cash on hand and then pay off a loan in its entirety, that's definitely something you can do. But our application process is extremely simple. It's just a one-page application. It's like a credit application. And then we require 6 months of your business bank statements and last year's business tax return. And with that information, I usually send it over to our underwriting department. They come back with the solid, hard numbers to work with, and we kind of lay out the programs that would work best. And just to see if you would like to go forward with, excuse me, what we could offer you.
Okay.
Does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, possibly. I'll tell you what, give me a day or two or whatever to kind of kick it around a little bit and make sure this is what I'm going to want to do. And then we can, you know, if I decide I want to, we can proceed.
Right, right. Now, are you looking just to pay off the consolidation, or do you want some extra money just to have for the business?
Oh, I'd like to have a little bit of extra just laying there in the bank where I don't have to, you know, where I know I kind of got a little bit of a cushion to if I need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
For so many years, the way the business is, it just, you know, I try to pay for all my parts and everything up front.
Right.
And, you know, if I get a, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 job in here, well, I'm usually, you know, the parts are usually free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Usually by the time the job gets out the door, the labor's already been paid. So, you know, I'm usually holding the bag waiting on the money.
Right, yeah. Are you guys typically, like a net 30, net 45 type deal?
Yeah, and I just like to have a little bit laying there just, you know, so I wouldn't have to run on such a tight string.
Yeah, and essentially, Bill, this is what this program's designed for. It's designed to put money into your account so that you know you have the cash there and readily available.
Right.
You don't have to worry about, you know, the money coming in and coming out. It's going to be sitting there in the bank so that you know, hey, I got some extra cash to play around with. If I got to make my payments, if I got to make my inventory costs, if I got to make my payroll costs, I have the money to do so. And I have enough of it to last me for a little bit, you know.
Right. Well, so I'll tell you what, let me kind of kick it around a little bit.
Right.
And see if I think I want to pursue this anymore. And have you got something you could email me? And
yeah. How about I do this, Bill? Quick question, actually, before that. Do you happen to take credit cards as payment for the business, or are you guys all checks? And
No, I take credit cards.
You take credit cards? Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, Bill. I'm going to email you over, like, our application package and the documents that I'll need. And, you know, you can look us up. It'll have my contact information as well as contact information on our bank. You can look us up, see what we do. For 14 years here, we originally started out with equipment financing, and then, like I said, back in 08, we kind of moved to helping out small businesses with this type of a loan, the working capital loan. And now we're a two-part bank, essentially, where we have our equipment financing portion and we have our working capital side. And of course, I'd love to be able to at least earn your business and throw my hat in the ring and see what we can do for you here. So I'm going to email you over our application process. The good thing about us, Bill, is, one, the process is free. You don't have to worry about any fees. There's nothing of that nature. And usually we're able to get you an answer with the programs that we can get you approved for within 24 hours of you submitting the package to me, which is nice because I can get you an answer by Friday or even closer than that, by Wednesday. Excuse me. I think it's the middle of the week here. So I'll do that. I think the email that I have on file here is corelpaint@sbcglobal.net. Is that the right one?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll email you over everything. You know, why don't you take a look at it? And if you have any questions about it, feel free to give me a call. Would you like me to follow up with you in a few days?
Yeah, and I'm going to be gone here for the next, probably after tomorrow, probably 2 or 3 days. I might be gone till the end of the week. I'm not sure yet. But just you might get back with me, you know, Wednesday if I'm here. If not, I'll just holler at you maybe next week or something.
Yeah, and if anything, you can just communicate with me via email if that's even more convenient for you.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm really good at responding and very fast at that. So if you had any questions about the application, if you had any questions about what I'm requiring from you, if you would like to go forward with this, because like I said, the process, it's so simple that you know, we get you the answer, and if it's something you would like to move forward with, that's fine. If it's something that you don't, that's totally understandable. We can shake hands, and eventually, maybe down the line, we can do business together. So
okay. That's
what I got for you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Bill, expect that email in the next couple of minutes here, and hopefully there's something we can do to help you out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care, Bill.
Bye.